This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3102 for Tuesday, the 23rd of June 2020. Today's show is entitled RFC 5005 Part 2 Webcomics. Subscribers and feed readers. It is hosted by Clacky and is about 15 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is fluffy. Jamie and I go on for another 10 minutes about how webcomic artists feel about feeds.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi, I'm Clacky. Back in Hacker Public Radio 3082, I interviewed Fluffy and Jamie about RFC 5005 and how you can use archived atom feeds to have the cake and eat it too. You can give the feed readers of your subscribers a full archive of all your entries and still keep updates small and quick. We had been talking for half an hour already, and we were just about to round off when I asked this one seemingly innocent question. Well, you can hear when I'm asking it that I know it's not so innocent. And it threw us into another 10 minutes of talk about experiences implementing RFC 5005 and related issues, in particular webcomics. So I think both of you probably have opinions. We've been talking for a while now, but I would like to add one more thing before we round this whole thing off. Headlines or complete articles on the feed?
I prefer complete content. Mm-hmm. The idea is that, like, if the reader doesn't want the complete content, they can theoretically find a reader that, or a feed reader that doesn't support that or lets them collapse it by default or the like. Having the full content in the feed just makes it a lot more accessible in terms of people being able to use whatever whatever reader they want. There's too many uses of the word reader here.
Yes, but, it's really awkward.
The user can use whatever reader makes the most sense for their consumption preferences. The downside, which, I mean, arguably a downside, is that full content feeds don't make it as easy to put in ads.
Wow, but, huge drawback, you know, for me as a user.
Yeah, huge drawback, yeah.
Right. So I guess one thing I've talked about is why I care about this, and it's relevant to my answer to this question, which is I'm coming at this from the perspective of webcomics specifically. I built a website a number of years ago together with several other people called Comic Rocket, because I needed tool support for reading my webcomics.
That's the main reason I've used feed readers too, so.
Yeah. But in the process of working on Comic Rocket, I wound up getting to talk to a lot of webcomic creators. And as a result of that, I have a lot of sympathy for the position that some creators really care about controlling the whole experience that the reader gets, that the person reading gets. And there are multiple reasons for that. Probably the most common one is ads, because it's really hard to make any money doing webcomics. So, and ads are the only common option, right? Which is very disappointing, but
Patreon's changed that a lot, but yeah.
It's helped a lot, but it's still only for the most successful ones, right? Is it anything meaningful?
Well, I mean, ads are also not very useful for the non-popular ones either.
I assume as creators, they also care a lot about, I mean, they designed the whole comic, and they probably also want to design everything around it to know exactly how their art is presented to the user.
That was the other thing I was going to say, exactly. That there's so much design work going into not just what's inside the comic, but what's around it.
But on the other hand, many of them become quite nerdy about the technological platform that they deliver over as well, right? So I guess some of them would care about this.
Not in my
Really?
experience.
Okay. Because maybe it's the comics that I read, but many of them seem to be like tech geeks that discovered that they can draw.
Right. But when you start looking at, I mean, Comic Rocket is indexing 30,000 or something web comics. Even that's still a small fraction. Most of these people are people who have no sense of technology. They just want to get their art out there, and that's great, right? I want these people to be able to get their art out there, and I want them to be able to find an audience and ideally make a living until we manage to dismantle capitalism. But so for me, that's why it's really important, actually, that they should be using RSS, is because that gives them a kind of control over how their work is presented, while still letting the readers use whatever tools are appropriate for them. It's, I think, the right balance between the needs of the publisher and the needs of the reader.
Yeah, so to round off, if you put all of the content in the feed, it can become a pretty big feed. And one argument to just put the subject lines in there could be that then the feed is smaller. But of course, in the last 45 minutes, we've been describing what's the solution to this problem.
Right.
Right, and one problem with having just subjects or even like a small text summary or whatever is like the presentation of it in the feed reader isn't always what the cartoonist expects. So sometimes, like, there's a few comics where they'll put their commentary on the comic and that shows up in the feed, but the comic itself doesn't.
Oh.
And so then people like will see a spoiler
Yeah.
to the comic that they
Right.
haven't read yet. Or like it'll just look like a headline or something that is just easy to skip or miss. So what I do in my comics feed is as a middle ground, there's a choice of feeds. One of them is just like the first panel cropped out automatically, or the first panel and a half or whatever. It's arbitrary. And then there's also a full content feed you can subscribe to, which gives the comic in full resolution. From what I can tell, everyone just follows me on Twitter anyway, so.
Do they read the whole comic on Twitter?
No, so Twitter only gets the summary. It only gets it only sees the
Okay.
open graph tag, which is the same cropping as the summary feed.
Okay, so basically you have full content feed and Twitter-like feed.
Yes, and so that's I mean, that's a pretty common middle ground. So a lot of web comics that use like Comic Press, which is a WordPress plugin, they just get a little auto excerpt or a low resolution version in the feed, and then that will just link to the actual full size comic. And that's a pretty standard presentation, RSS or Atom wise, for a web comic.
Okay, so we've been talking a bit about the eggs. What about the chickens? Are there actually, we said there's not many, but are there some, and are there some that are actually production level, or are people mostly experimenting?
Some
Yeah.
feed readers, you mean? Like, there's my experimental one, and I don't know of any other.
Like, are there any podcatchers that do this? I expect not.
I don't believe so. Although I've had the most the best responses to the notion of full feeds from people who do podcasts. This seems to be an issue that a lot of them really care about, and just nobody was aware that there was a solution to
Yeah, because
it.
that's when you easily get into this. You have a very long archive, you have people on mobile, just like we talked about in the beginning. So it seems to me like the obvious use case for this.
Yeah, I mean, podcasts and web comics in general. I mean, I'm still looking forward to Comic Rocket actually using the 5005 feed, because my comics are still broken on Comic Rocket, by the way.
I
you know,
mean,
not naming. Oh yeah,
honestly, what I'm
whatever.
trying to do is rock it, but I would really like there to be a lot of competition for a lot of different readers, a lot of different
Oh
reader
sure, yeah.
software.
Yeah, I mean, Comic Rocket, I use its archive feed mechanism a lot, which I mean, I was using Metsukata's original archive binge before that, but I mean, I was really glad when you took that over from Metsukata. Yeah, it's just that's a handy thing, and actually, that gets back to another useful use of 5005, where you subscribe to a web comic, you don't want to like read everything all in one sitting, and you don't want to keep your browser tab open for a month or whatever. But you just want to have your reader able to replay the content at a reasonable pace. So
Ooh.
doing your own archive
We're
feed.
assuming that also you have no self-control, which is certainly true of me.
Yes, yes.
So the idea of archive binge is that you tell it, I want, say, 5 pages at a time, and I want to see the next 5 pages every weekday until I've caught up with what's currently being published. And then it just gives you a custom feed that's only so many pages at a time. And if you have something like a full history feed available, you can construct this kind of user experience from that. The original archive binge that I took over from David Morgan Marr supported like 30 webcomics because that was all the people that he'd made personal arrangements with to get their
So that was a
archives.
special arrangement that didn't follow the specifications. Okay.
It was a special arrangement, yeah.
Yeah, like he had like a very ad hoc fee to set. Like I set up a thing with him, and he wanted a special URL that he could ping to see like what the most recent update is, and it was almost like if you remember the RSS3 April Fool's joke spec, or I assume it is an April Fool's. It's hard to tell sometimes. But where it was basically just a simple text document rather than a full XML
I have
document.
never heard of this.
I don't remember that, but sounds interesting.
Oh, RSS3, yeah, it's basically RSX except in YAML instead of in XML.
I see.
I think it was a snarky joke that someone did during the whole RSS versus Atom
Sure.
schism, although.
Or RSS2.
Yeah, well, RSS2 and then Atom, and that was a really complex history that I don't remember the details of, but it was just it was a mess. And fortunately, every reader just supports both RSS and Atom now, so it became moot.
All right, so I've learned a lot in the last almost hour now. I didn't know there was so much about this 1 or 2 page document that I was reading the other day. This has been really cool. Thank you. So I'm Klacke. You can find me on the free social web, klacke@libranet.de. And what about you?
So I'm Fluffy. You can see all my stuff at beesbuzz.biz, which is somehow easier to say out loud than to spell. I'm not sure why. Also, queer.party/fluffy is my Mastodon presence.
And I'm Jamie. I spell my name weird, so it might be easier to find. My website is minilop.net, which just shows how much webcomics have been a part of my life, because that's a reference to Bun Bun the Minilop from Sluggy Freelance.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, it's a comic I haven't read for years, but when I needed a domain name in 2003. Minilop.net you'll find my blog there. I'm also on Mastodon at jamie@toot.cat. And I would love to chat with people about any questions about how to implement RFC 5005. I have a lot of opinions about this. I put a lot of thought into it. I've done an implementation of a WordPress plugin that you could use if you want to publish RFC 5005 feeds on your WordPress blog. Yes, please talk to me. Please implement this. Please add this to your favorite thing. Please go find the issue tracker for your favorite tools and ask them to do it. Let's make this happen.
And if you like interviews with Jamie, actually, you've been on HPR before,
I have been.
9 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, talking
Talking
about my
about your
work on
Xorg
Xorg.
work. Yeah. That is episode 825, if you'd like to hear that. That's been a while. Are you still doing Xorg stuff now?
Not much. I try to keep kind of an eye on it. I haven't actually contributed any patches for quite a while now.
Okay, but I was trying to round this off, so I'll stop myself there from following anything up. Until next time, this has been Hacker Public Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Na 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 na.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.
Ba 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 bow, ba 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 bow, bum 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 bum.